USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is looking for ways to limit the economic impact of President Trump shutting down the U.S.-Mexico border. That's at least according to Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council. Kudlow says at this point in time, all options are open.
One area we've explored is to try to keep the freight lanes open, and the truck lanes. If you ask me the mechanics of it, I'm not the guy. That is possible, and you know that would help the supply chain issues.
The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee sent a letter to the IRS asking for President Trump's tax returns from 2013 to 2018. The president reacts to the letter.
But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that. Thank you.
Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were in a Boston courtroom today. The feds say the two are just among many that are believed to be in a college admission cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Former Vice President Joe Biden released a video in which he acknowledged that social norms are changing and pledged to change his behavior after multiple women accused him of overly familiar physical contact.
The boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset, and I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it, and I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility.
High cholesterol concerns? They're not just for grown-ups anymore. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is now recommending children between the ages of 9 and 11 start to be screened for high cholesterol. Doctors say it's best to screen early due to the growing epidemic of obesity, and they're recommending that children be tested, especially if their parents or grandparents have suffered from a heart attack or stroke. Some parents say they've been shocked to learn that their 9 and 10-year-old children have high cholesterol levels, so much so that they need medication.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
McDonald's recently announced it would stop lobbying against minimum wage increases at the federal, state, and local levels. This has many people shocked, including Butch Shumali, who owns restaurants in New York City, and now in New York the minimum wage is $15 an hour. He talks about what he's had to do since the beginning of the year when this bill was passed into law in New York City.
It became a very big challenge now. We have to figure out ways not to reduce staff, but we don't want to raise prices and hurt the customer. So ultimately you lose jobs and people lose their hours on their paycheck, and it became very costly to us.
And it means your waiters are also bussing tables and probably preparing food?
You know, before you'd have different layers of to get food to the table, you'd have a expediter, a food runner, a busser, a wait staff. Now it just goes the wait staff to the table. So three people lose hours, and that's no good.
And his initial reaction to the minimum wage bill?
Well, we had to figure right away how we're going to make this money back. So we cut down anything that was minimal, like a concession that sells hot dogs or soda.
Just you had to shut those down.
How much more can you charge for those items? So they're closed. They're done. Most people lose jobs. Younger children that come out of high school and college, we're not going to hire them because we can't. We can't afford to have them there. And how much more can you charge for basic food? People go out and spend $100 years ago, it was a lot of money. $100 doesn't mean anything anymore.
Shumali predicts that you'll be seeing a lot more of the automated fast food restaurants where you, in essence, order from a kiosk and then are served your meal from one person as opposed to someone taking your order. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.